Says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. For they shall be satisfied. Let's pray. Our Father, we do thank you for your many mercies and blessings to us. We thank you for a new day. We thank you for life. We pray that you would come now and meet with us. We pray that you would give light upon your word. We pray that you would exalt your Son, the Lord Jesus, in our midst. We ask it in his name. Amen. The word of God says, that God has put eternity into the heart of man. And part of that means that nothing in this world can ultimately satisfy us. And in our beatitude for this morning, hunger and thirst for something. They long to be filled and satisfied. And what they long for is righteousness. And in saying they desire righteousness, Jesus is saying that they have a longing and desire to be right with God and be brought into conformity with God. They desire a right relationship with God. So this, for our time now, we want to see how those in the kingdom hunger and thirst for righteousness. And then we want to see how God satisfies. So first we want to consider a God-given desire. Jesus provides us with a gripping and simple picture. He says those are blessed who hunger and thirst for righteousness. That is something I'm sure everyone here at some point has experienced. In fact, we even see it with the tiniest baby. When they are hungry, they begin to cry. And for some in this life, there's always that gnawing sense of wanting more. And if we need more, that's the picture Jesus is giving us. When we are hungry and thirsty physically, our bodies are telling us we need something. Now, if we ignore that need, what ultimately will happen? We die. Our bodies need
na kutondomere tuhimbi twa ikibatario ni kuria na kunywa thini wa maisha maya.
But Jesus is not talking about physical food.
Noru haria Jesus wararia thini wa mwari urari wa horo wa maundu maria mari ma mwiri uyu.
But he's using that picture.
Na rahothira mbica iyo
to show us how those in the kingdom.
Na nigetha tuonio aria me thini wa uthamaki.
It's a spiritual hunger. And a spiritual thirsty. And that means that this hunger and thirsty is a God-given desire. And we've seen that with the other
beings.
All that the Father is righteous.
Na nigeda kuone ile vitu ni motheru.
And the Son is righteous.
Kuone Jesu ona ke ni motheru.
And the Spirit is righteous.
Ona tukone ya tero wa motheru ona ke ni motheru.
Everything God does is perfect and righteous.
Ati ulore wote gai edaga ekane ekaga kuone muwega na ni motheru na ni wagirire.
No one can look at anything God does.
Gutire mundu ukirorera maundu maria ngai ekaga.
Say that's wrong.
But the
same is not true of us.
We're
corrupted by sin.
Everything we do.
We lust. So it's not just
Na mũndũ agakorwo kana Ngai agakorwo nĩ atua itua rĩa ũrĩa kũbatarĩtio nĩ gwĩkĩka igũrũ rĩa mũndũ ngania.
used in the Bible. In reference to the gospel. Is referring to God. Declaring his people. To be not guilty.
Amen.
Amen. One old definition. Of justification. Says it is an act of God's free grace. Where he pardons our sins. And accepts us as righteous. Only for the righteousness of Christ. Imputed to us. And received by faith alone. No, it's not just forgiveness we need. So imagine with me that you are in debt. You have no money and no job.
Not because Amen.
So
nakugole kege na horoshe wago tumiria
rest in the righteousness of Jesus
atuge na horoshe wago uroka nakugole kuitaka ohari Jesu
he is the rest for our weary
todo Jesu nwe kehuro kogito zende mamo torele weo
so God satisfies us with a perfect righteousness
nakugole kege na horoshe wago utomato iganele niundo wao tikuwa kioria weiganeide
but he also satisfies us with sin
Nagena roso nige wago tomato gena roso wago ya nao dikunio do wajira ya kutotheria
which is God growing us
na nige tendere o yaga ikuya no roso wago tukuria
God working in us
gaya kero tabira tene bicho
day by day
modenya o modenya
to make us more like his son
na nige da tuye no roso wago ya nakiga kiana ya Kristo Nena yoge kegea 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 kotelio na kotua niku neiko hanana.
Because all those who are justified.
Toduania o de magite na orosio wago tuo adiku.
Will be sanctified.
Makaya na orosio wago bidera dio.
If God has declared you righteous.
Agikoga inewe tewewe mudelu.
That he will work to make you like Jesus.
Agake piena pere na koruta wira negeta ago tuwe ohana ne makiria na jesu.
Now justification is once and for all.
Na thene wago tuo mudingu ne wira omwe na ndicokagirwo wikagwo rimwe no gathira.
Bible says therefore having been justified.
Ate aria magite na rocio wago tuo adiku.
By faith.
Dio to wago itekio.
We have.
Ibwe ne twegereire.
A sanctification.
No rocio wago therio.
Is an ongoing work.
Ate dekao do gathia na mbere kugikikaga o muthenya o muthenya thiini wa muhonoki.
As long as we're in this life.
Thiini kana hindi ya thiini wa muturire uyu.
God will be working on us.
Ngai eguthii na mbere na kuruta wira thiini wa miturire itu.
To grow us in our
na nigetha kugia na urocio wa gukura na urocio wa kumwathikira.
To grow us in righteousness.
Na nigetha kugia na urocio wa gukura na njira ya uthingu. Neo ne jira emwe ya inwe kuhuta ona kunyota ni unu wa odhibu.
It is the desire.
Ate neo horosho wakwe lire liya.
Of God's people.
Ado agai.
To obey him.
Na negeza mamu adekele.
And to live as he's called us.
Na negeza maikare kuringana na uriangai atuerete toikare.
So consider these texts.
Na kuko kegena horosho wakwe shiyo.
Romans 8:29.
Dhinu wa Roma inyanya mwari wa 29. Roma inyanya mwari wa 29.
For whom he foreknew.
Ate alia amenyete.
He also predestined.
Niyaga ina orosho wa kumadereria kata kumorote nereria.
To be conformed.
Na nigena magena orosho wa kutuo.
Or to be made like.
Kana matuo maana.
To the image of his son.
Na tapuana wake Kristo. Na kuko ria kurathi kugeka guthini mito thini wa uthio sanctify ni horoshe wago nitugicenja giyo na nigetha tugiethe horoshe wago gicenjia kuma haguthia wagi na nigetha tuhanane na tugienda kiga ta gia Kristo na thini wa Filipi
2:12-13
kuma mwari wa 12 na 13 a Filipi 2:12 nginya 13
Therefore, my beloved,
na kuguo alio na yeye wito,
as you have always obeyed,
o taoria mwana dina mbere na kuadhika,
God is in my presence only,
tore tiri ate hamwe na inywe,
but now much more my absence,
no na leo makiria itale hamwe na inywe,
work out your own salvation,
na kuguo kiritei, kana mwitarie uhoro wa wonokio wanyu,
with fear and trembling,
thine wa urocio wa guoya ona koinaina,
for it is God,
todo negai
who works in you
okay ya norosho wako nitawira thiini wanyu
both to will and to do
na negeza mohote kweka kuringana na wendi wake
for his good pleasure
na negeza we eo na negie
you see that we strive
na kwa ne ipugirinya na
but it's God working in us
no negai uraruta wira ucio wako giginya na hamwe na ithue
and the heart that
na goro ile yote honokete
wants to live and look like Jesus
e kwenda kana ivakale tione kwelele ya ndege za ihanane na je mateso makelia.
John says.
John akauga.
In 1 John 3.
Then wa John baro ma John wa pere ilato wa riba igere kinya ilato.
Verses 2 and 3.
John wa pere imwe akona wa pere ilato igere na ilato.
Beloved.
Ale na ale ya bito.
Now we are children of God.
Ivyo to shana shakai. No, but kuragura nilio.
What we shall be.
Oria kugaikara kana na tugakoo tutarie.
But we know.
No, no, we toe.
That when he is revealed.
Ate ni yawe ale gura nilio.
We shall be like him.
Tugakikoro tuhana otake. Amen.
For we shall see him as he is.
Todo tukamuona wega oria we atarie.
And then he says.
Na akati na mbere na kuga.
Everyone who has this hope.
Namo the way that you
in him.
They know Christ
purifies
himself.
Just as he is.
Otoria we alimudelu.
So we don't wait for heaven.
Nako to
so
want
to be made like Jesus.
Ate
we long to see him.
And
that hope of seeing. Causes us to walk. Day by day. In obedience to Jesus.
You
remember yesterday? When Preston was talking about Romans
7.
Struggle.
Of
wanting to do good.
And
yet evil will be in there. That's the work God's doing in us.
Now, so the woman, Oria, Kayara, Tatin, the woman,
there is a fight.
Athena, the Hano, and a Pogiviniana.
Nadinwa agaratia idano 16 and 17.
Mwaliwai kumina idano na mwaja agaratia idano. Mwaliwai kumina idano tokinya kumina mwaja.
Paul writes.
Paul wakiuga.
I say then.
Wakiuga o.
Walk in the spirit.
Yetiage dinwa roho.
And you shall not fulfill.
Nanoreke higagia.
The lust of the flesh.
Kwenyeria kwa mwili.
For the flesh lusts. And the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another. So that you do not do. The things that you wish. And we can get discouraged. When we still see sin.
So do Drona did I need a kind of more way power about the
children we have. But let me ask you.
Not a care to get you here.
Do you also see God working in your life?
No one got you on a head to push your cabin and anyone.
Do you fight against sin?
No one now can run it when I'm here.
Do you get victory over sin?
No one now can see that we are no just so can I get you on a go to the
year. And it may not be every single time.
The Nicola is your there.
Proverbs says that the righteous man will fall seven times and will rise again. And what marks God's people is that they keep fighting day by day.
So
even while we hunger and thirst, God is still growing us. But as long as we're in this life, we'll still hunger and thirst. We're still born. We still see our poor
spirit.
Because God's not done with us.
Yet.
When he will be done with us. And so let's consider glorification. So there's going to be a day. You're either going to take your last breath, or Jesus is going to return. We don't know when that might be. It could be many years from now. It could be today. But I do know this. But I do know this. When that day comes, our fight is over. How are you told? Amen. Amen. We will be like Jesus.
Into the sprinkling blood.
blood.
It
speaks a better word.
That the blood may be. Amen.
Yes. So you know what happens when you gather on church on Sunday? And you worship. All the spirits of the righteous that have already gone before
us.
From Abel to whoever was the last believer to God.
They are worshiping
around the throne. While we worship here on the
throne. And they are already made perfect.
They await the resurrection. So the day is coming when we won't hunger and thirst anymore. That we will be made like Him. We can't even imagine that.
Imagine
what it's like being with no sin. You've been given a perfect righteousness.
Tondu Ngai nyakuhete uthingu muiganiru.
Labor and work, knowing that Jesus has finished the work.
Ati uria wira uria Kristo arutite na akaurikia ni urikitie wira wa uthingu.
And when you preach the gospel,
na iria tukihunjia uhoro uyu mwega,
no matter what the sin might be,
gutiramakania maundu maria mangikorwo mari kuo ma wehia.
Jesus forgives all sin.
Ati Jesu thiini wake ni ohanagira mehia me mothe. Na kai mwene ha Jesu mwene ha naga
to whoever believes on him.
They ni wa mudu wothe ugwitikira kono kio ni we.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Our Father, we thank you that you do satisfy the hungry and thirsty soul. We thank you that we have all the satisfaction we could desire in Jesus. And I pray that each and every soul here satisfied in Jesus, that we would rest in him, that we would grow in him, and ultimately that we would have that hope of one day seeing him as he is. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, God bless you. May we look at all our coming. Thank you so much. God bless you. I feel like to preach. you have rested somewhere and you felt a need to move on, and I would say, how? And he is having that short. We feel we need more. Thank you. It was wonderful. Thank you for the Holy Spirit preparing you for that. I'm going to make an introduction of pastors. It's good to have our spiritual fathers. Thank you, pastors, for coming. We want to recognize you. And this time I'm going to invite all pastors in our Rari region to come and say hi. You're going to tell us your name and maybe the diocese you've been at, the diocese you come from. That would be cool. I think within 5 minutes, because we want to break for our tea break, it will be now. All pastors, you don't care. You what did they give you? Or you walk us here. You come here. Thank you. Come on, you to God. And I'm not in a pastor, my great now. Pastor Ugine and Bonnie Yotel. Aye. Let us appreciate these men and women of God. Thank you for coming. Let our Shirika, they feel they are protected to have their spiritual fathers and mothers. Thank you, we appreciate you for coming. We want to recognize you. Tatuabia Jina Yako, just tell us your name and the church you come from, the business that you serve. Then we'll be able to go.
Praise God again. I'm Pastor Ann. I'm from Bagena DCC, Tidiwaka.
Praise God. My name is Pastor Ann. I'm Daniel Tagnerman is here. I serve in Machakos County, that is home area, Kivangeli DCC. May God bless us.
Mwana Yesu asifiwe. Naitwa Daniel. Mimi naitwa Nabale Daniel Matiko. Nahudumu kanisa la IC Kabara, Lari DCC. Na pia nafanya chaplain na repost.
Nabale Yagoso, Francis Gitonga, kama ya DCC.
Hannah Moses, Kamai DCC. This is Judas.
Bwana Yesu asifiwe. Naitwa Pastor Margaret Jerry Tumula. Na ninadumu na PIC, Maria DCC. Nafanya kazi Kijaba Hospital.
Bwana asifiwe. Bwana asifiwe. Majina yangu naitwa Pastor Jerry Kaboro. Na hudumu katika kanisa ya Kailia. This is your money now, God bless.
Praise God. I'm Pastor Grace from Nari DCC.
Mother Nia Gosha. Itago Gosha from Maki Nari DCC.
Praise God. I'm Reverend Peter Ryuki, serving Magena DCC.
Pastor Elijah Mingwe, Margaret DCC.
pastors, I can see some of us here are not with us today. We need to communicate to them. Because tomorrow in the afternoon, we'll have a session for pastors only. So tomorrow after lunch, we'll have a session. So make sure that you communicate with them. Those who are not here, they are supposed to be with us. And then they have an apology. So make sure that that information goes to them and you'll be good to go. Tomorrow after lunch, as the rest goes home, we shall have that session for pastors within the rally jobs. We are going to break for tea. Nina Jurisho, I'm trying to explain the matter. The worship point. Doing a worship point, we had it. Who were a manager with a material money? Corona Nail, you know, Maka. If you are there, to be here, or with that, or Hong Kong, and Pilashoka to that. To a deep, let me clear out. Kinarani, tuna sana kwetigiri at the same time praise. Muna wake na neathuri, nina wakile hatuli. So as we pray, nataka kuharika. Ni mandatory, lazima mama ombe chakula. Si mandatory. Jumesema si mandatory. Si wacha nipatie treasure wa rani. Ona hivyo hivyo kwa erone ya tumie ikono wa sumita kuni ya dhu.
Enjoy your tea.